The gospel reading today, in the first reading today, we hear a couple of things that are very, very important for us because they lay out some lessons that are very clear and very strong. And so we have to look at what the Lord is saying. First of all, God sends Saul into battle. And these were people who were killing their own babies. These were people who were worshiping false gods. These were people who were doing some really horrible things. And so they were to be destroyed. But none of the things could be touched. In other words, the Israelites were not supposed to take their gold and silver. They weren't supposed to take the livestock. Everything just had to be left. But instead, they took some of the sheep and some of the oxen because they were rejoicing because God had given them victory. And so they were going to offer these in sacrifice to God. That cost Saul his kingship. Now we look at it and say, but they had a good intention. They were offering these to God. That's a very good intention. They were doing it in disobedience to God. And what do you think when you look at it and say, well, I'm doing it for God, but I'm doing exactly what God told me not to do, but I'm doing it for Him, so it's a good thing, so therefore it's okay. No. And that's why he says obedience is greater than sacrifice. So we have to begin then by asking ourselves, are we really striving for obedience to God? That is a very difficult thing. We're more than happy to be obedient to God when He's asking us to do exactly what we want to do anyway. Oh, then obedience is a perfectly good thing. But when God asks us to do something that we don't want to do, something that's difficult for us, that's where we get ourselves into lots of trouble. And so I guess we could look at it another way and ask ourselves, am I really trying to conform my will to God's will? Because otherwise, I'm just doing my own will. I'm doing whatever I want to do. And is that what I really want to be doing? Then the Lord tells us a couple of other things through Samuel that are very important. For a sin like divination is rebellion. So we need to be very clear about this, because there are lots of Catholics who are playing games with this nonsense, and priests who are telling people that all these sorts of things are okay. So we need to be very clear about these things. Witchcraft, or tarot cards, or horoscopes, or any of these kinds of things are mortal sins. They are not okay. It is absolute rebellion against God because we're looking at it and saying, oh, if I have my palm read, that'll tell me my future. Really? On your palm? God knows your future, your hand doesn't. The stars don't know your future. Your tea leaves at the bottom of the cup don't know your future. This is a bunch of garbage. And it's looking for something other than God, which is why it is out and out rebellion. So if we're looking for answers, oh, let me call the psychic, let me call the medium. I need to find out where my relatives went when they died. No, 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 no. Mortal sin, period, exclamation point, underlined. This is absolutely wrong. But it's fun, but it's cool. No, it's not. It's a sin. And the Lord makes it absolutely clear that it's a sin. And there is no way of tap dancing around it. just doing it because it's fun. What other sins are you going to say that about? I'm just committing adultery because it's fun. Yeah, it doesn't work. Divination in any form is a mortal sin, period. Then he goes on to say that presumption is the crime of idolatry. How many ways do we give ourselves over to idolatry? All the materialism, all the money, idolatry. But any form of selfishness. So if we're going to presume on God's mercy, that itself is a serious sin. But we don't usually think of it as idolatry. And yet that's exactly what it says. Because I'm making myself God. I'm putting myself as greater than God. I'm looking at it and saying, it's okay for me to go ahead and sin. I'll just go to confession. God doesn't mind. Yeah, he does. And so we're putting our sins as being greater than God. They're more important to me than him. So I've made my sins into a little God with the presuming idea that I will just simply go to confession. And that's okay. I'm not repentant for my sins. I'm not sorry that I did them. I know that they're sins, so I'll just go ahead and sin and then I'll go to confession. No, that is a mortal sin by itself. So again, we need to be very clear about these things, and that's, it says, because you've rejected the command of the Lord, he's rejected you. That is not something that any of us want to hear. Now, thanks be to God, he hasn't asked us to be, you know, some big shot. But it doesn't matter. Yes, the more that has been given, the more is going to be expected. So those people that are in high positions are held to a higher, greater accountability. That doesn't mean the rest of us are off the hook. So we have to look at these things and ask ourselves, am I being obedient? Am I striving again to conform my will to God? Am I looking to some kind of false God with some kind of divination? Am I presuming on the mercy of God in some kind of selfish way and making my sins into gods? All these things violate directly the love of God. And so if we're going to say that the love of God is the greatest of all the commandments, and we look at these things and see that they go directly against them, then it comes right back to that question, whom will I serve? Is God really the priority? Or have I made myself and my sins and other things more important than God? That's what we have to be looking at, because these things have major consequences. And we need to be very careful, because I know that there are people that are saying all this is okay. We have priests, we even have some bishops who say this stuff is okay. And so therefore we justify ourselves. Well, Father Groovy said it was okay for me to do that. Too bad. God didn't. So don't pick and choose who you want to listen to. Listen to the Lord. Be obedient to the Lord. Conform yourself to the Lord. That is where you're going to find peace for your soul. That is where you're going to find the fullness of the truth. That's what God is looking for from us. To strive in all things to do his holy will.